in the first half and also in the second half to score and win the game. But also, if you consider they hit the crossbar in the last cross, and you say maybe. But the main thing for me or for us is before to start these three games, we were thinking to get 7 points could be good. Yes, so I think we have to be overall. We have to be happy with the points that we get. And today was a pity because I think that in the first half we had so many clear chances that there could be 3 points anyway.
You'd have snapped someone's hand off, wouldn't you, for 7 points from those three away games?
Yeah, no, I say that our fans that are travelling away, I'm sure they will be happy with these 7 points. But when you are close, it could be better, but still I think it's a good performance these three games.
How defining do you think this last week could be in your whole season? Because you're now, 9 points ahead of Huddersfield, 3 to Brighton, but that's a big gap to third place.
I still have one game in hand, so for us, we think that could be 6. But the main thing is just be sure that we are strong enough. Like today, we can compete. We can come to this stadium that the local team is playing well and has a lot of possession, and still you create more chances than them. So that is the main thing, to be sure that you are competitive and strong enough to win games.
10 games to go. As you say, Huddersfield have that game in hand. So how do you assess the whole situation now?
No, at the moment we are happy with that, but every week everything can change, so we have to be sure that against Fulham the next game we do what we have to do. Let's try to get 3 points against another team that have plenty of possession and they create a lot of chances, so we have to be sure that we don't make mistakes.
You'd be glad to get home, won't you? It's been a tough week.
Yeah, after so many troubles, I think it's important to see our fans and the 52,000 fans at home. I think that they will realise how important it is now, even more than before, to stay behind the team and support the players for every single game.
But can you see the finish line now, Rafa? It's getting close.
Yeah, but it's getting close for everyone. So then, as I said before, no complacency, and be sure that we approach every game with the same confidence, with the same team spirit, and trying to play well if it's possible.
Rafa, 3 tough away games in a week. What would you say about the level of effort your players have put into this one tonight after Huddersfield on Saturday and Brighton last week?
Yeah, that is the main thing. When you play 3 tough games in a row, and away, you have to travel, come back, so you don't have too much time to prepare. And the response of the player has been fantastic, mentally, physically, in terms of the performance. So I think as a manager, you have to be really proud of them, because the way that they approach every single game has been perfect.
We haven't seen too much of Jesus Gamuth this season, but you started him tonight. What did you think of his performance at right back?
As you know, we had problems with Jetlin because he has a knock against Brighton and was worse than we were expecting. And Anita was playing after 6 weeks. So Jesus, I think he was fine on the ball. He's fine. He has experience. He knows his job. Defensively, it was not an easy game because they have some pace, but I think he was okay. So always when you have a new player playing, you cannot expect that he will be the best in the team, but I think he did fine.